Okay, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services Committee for October 3rd, 2018. At the beginning of the meeting, is Councilor Crinsman, Councilor Brazel Glazer, who's the Vice Chair of the Committee, and Councilor Baker. So you have got to go off to public facilities. the first item of docket item 438-18, Her Honor the Mayor, reappointing Weta C.M. Young as acting city solicitor effective July 3rd, 2018, to a permanent replacement as hired or until November 5th, 2018, when a temporary appointment may be extended with the City Council approval pursuant to Section 3-6 of the City Charter. Okay.
Could we take the second one as well?
Yes. let's do it both at the same time docket item 501-18, Her Honor the Mayor, requesting the reappointment of acting city solicitor Weta C.M. Young be further extended from November 5th, 2018 to November 16th, 2018 in order to align with her scheduled retirement.
Three of us come.
Yes, everyone come on.
And can we break with decorum? Can I introduce Ali Giuliani to... This is City Councilor Lyle Baker.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you. To know is a professor at Suffolk Law.
Oh.
That will become relevant shortly.
Yeah.
This is our Chair, City Councilor
nice John
how are
you?
Rice.
Welcome to the city.
Nice to meet you.
And City Councilor Barbara Brousseau Glazer.
Very nice to meet you.
I didn't know we were at this. Great. It's a seamless transition.
So, Mayor Fuller, would you like to explain what is happening with the Law Department?
So, welcome
to Programs and Services.
Weta will give a detailed report, but I'll go to the highlights, which is thrilled to introduce you to Ali Giuliani. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes.
Good. I just want to make sure who I will have the honor of appointing to be our city solicitor. We'll walk through the timing. Ali, you will come to find, has deep experience and great warmth and lots of savvy and smarts. City Councilor Maria Greenberg, meet Ali Giuliani. We're introducing as our, I'll be appointing to be our city solicitor.
Oh, welcome.
So, we'll walk through kind of the logistics and all of that, but she has been the legal advisor and general counsel to the Boston Public Schools. Since 2008, and before that, the assistant solicitor, do I have your title correctly?
Assistant Corporation Counsel.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I would have to switch over from Corporation Counsel. Before that, since 2002. She is a graduate of the institution where City Councilor Baker teaches, a Suffolk Law grad. In the back, if I could introduce her husband, Chris, and you'll see youngest child, Nico, who is 3 months old. So,
congratulations on not sleeping.
If he's not if he isn't sleeping, let him stick around for a bit. We'll take care of that.
This constitutes the Programs and Services Committee. There are a few more members who aren't here tonight who your first step will be docketing Ali in this position. You'll have to come back one more time. They'll have a chance to look over your resume, ask you a bunch of questions. Hopefully they will choose to not deny or recommend denying your appointment. I'm confident that they will come to the same conclusion that the interview committee and the search committee came to, which are enthusiastic about Ali. She's going to overlap with Weta for a number of weeks. They've also, we've known about Ali and what her future might hold for a while now, but Nico came into her life, so we've kind of been trying to time things that work well For Wida as she moves to a new phase of her life, and as Allie starts a new role as both a mother of a young child and a city solicitor. So they've been in close touch. They'll overlap in early November and stay in close touch even as different titles, as the titles move on. I cannot let this evening go without saying a huge thank you to Wida, who is an exceptional human being and an exceptional lawyer, and has been a godsend to me as acting city solicitor in these months.
Thank you. Thank you.
So.
I just want to say that going in reverse order, I think everybody in this room and all the people who aren't here, we share the same view from the legislative perspective. And let me say, we'll have a chance to talk with you later, but one of the fascinating challenges of this role is that you've got to please two sets of masters, the mayor and the city council, at the same time. And Wida has managed to do that with extraordinary grace and skill. So you have big shoes to fill in that context. But we'll save all that for later. But anyway.
Thank you. It would have been impossible to do any of the jobs for the last 33 years without the support of the entire City Hall and most particularly the other members of the Law Department. So I've been really blessed in that sense. And so will Allie when she comes on board, because she's going to get a tremendous, great resource in the Law Department.
So I would like to move both items because I have to turn into an academic.
There's a few things I think Wida was going to tell you about, some moving pieces within the Law Department.
But if you're going to be leaving, Josh is coming back from his item, just in case we should have four. So
yeah, I'll stick till he comes.
Okay.
Because I think we ought to recommend. But I have to, and my drop dead is out of here in about 5 minutes.
So. Okay. I'll make it fast. the last time I was here was my budget, which I said was my first and only
first and
budget.
Last budget presentation.
Last budget, which I'm very pleased about. Allie will have to do the next one. And there have been many changes. The budget did contain two new full-time positions, as you knew. One of them was designated as another litigator in the department to replace Donna Lynn, who with Angela had been the two main litigators in the department. And the second position was one that we really were really pleased to get, which is a full-time paralegal, which has been tremendous. So with these new staffing folks coming in, there was anticipated already some natural turnover in the department. We knew that Karen Pignatelli, our office manager, was intending to retire, and she has, so that was one position. We had the other two new full-time positions that we needed to fill. And in addition, Bob Wadick, as you probably know, has been appointed as the Waltham City Clerk and took that position and left us in early July and is sorely missed by lots of us.
City Councilor David Kalis, please meet the person will be a
so now we don't have to, you can just leave.
Our new city solicitor.
All right, I'll stick for another minute.
Another minute. And in addition, Julie Ross, who was handling labor in the department, had, because of her family situation, decided she really needed to spend more time with her father and her child, who is quite elderly, and her son is young, and she really needed to take that break. So we lost four individuals, three attorneys out of the bunch. And then we've now replaced with two attorneys, one paralegal. Allie will now be replacing, so we'll have a third attorney coming in as the new city solicitor. And we still are down one attorney right now and potentially myself, and we're trying to get those staffed up right now. But the balance has actually been very, very good. We've managed to absorb those bodies in. We're doing training. Jen Pucci, who has been a federal public defender for the last 9 years, has joined. She does not have a great deal of civil background, but she's got a great deal of trial background in federal district court, and she's a Newtonville resident, so she's on board and is fitting in very nicely with the department. Jacqueline Zawada, who came out of the Boston, Boston Fire Department?
Police,
sorry. The police department
legal division has fit in very nicely as a replacement for Julie Ross, and she's working quite well with her fire and police folks right now here on the Newton side, and we're very, very pleased to have her. Emily Meehan has come in as our paralegal, and she is fitting in really, really well. We've created a new space in our office in the front in order to accommodate her, but she's now handling public records requests and overseeing those. She's doing some of the initial claims intake, and she's also doing straight paralegal work. Not that she had the background, but she's a smart individual, and she's picking it up very well. So I've had everyone in the department participate in the hiring decision, so we've got a real tight cohort that we've been developing. Right now, we're going to start an interview process for Bob Waddick, my position. And there's a big overlap there. It's contracts, public construction, both horizontal and vertical, some real estate matters as well, subdivision, and also land use. Yeah, land use. So that's a big gamut. My hope is that once I do leave this phase of my career, I'll start a slightly different phase of my career. I still want to be very supportive of the law department and of Allie and of the city council. So I've promised everyone that we will not leave anyone in the league, in the lurch here. Exactly how that will be accommodated is something that Allie and I need to sort through, but I'm sure it will work out fine, and you're going to love your new city solicitor.
Well, we look forward to it. Now can I move the item?
Yes, you move the item.
He's not always in such a rush.
No, but it's a testimony to our confidence in you, Wita. This is the items that's formally before us. You have an opportunity to before us more formally later, but I appreciate the opportunity to say a word on Wita's behalf, and I hope I don't embarrass you, Wita, with this.
You're going to.
Council Baker has moved both docket 438-18 and 501-18. All in favor? That is 5-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
With it, I'm sure there's going to be questions from other city councilors. You said it's not been really set up, but after the transition between the two of you, over my 9 years in city council, it's always call Wita. She knows where to find it. Yeah. So I'm sure the city councilors are going to say, if more budget is needed for the department or whatever things that the mayor's office needs to have, not only the transition, but a future resource, to the department.
That has always been a role that prior members of our department have played over the years. Mm-hmm. Exactly how this one will shake out, I don't know. But like most things, what is important is for everyone in the administration, both in the legislative part of it and the executive, to know who to call. And so we're going to start building those connections so that you're going to be calling either directly to a designated individual, or more likely you're going to be talking directly to Allie, and Allie's going to be assigning it to individuals. So you're not going to be without resources. I'm still going to have my email address, although whether I respond quite as fast. We'll sort through how that works. And I also, candidly, the experience that I have has to be built every single day. And so if someone is out of a position for some period of time, it becomes less relevant. So don't worry. You're going to make the transition. It's going to be painful. Mm-hmm. But you will make the transition just fine.
And with it, I'm sure all the city councilors will have your cell phone.
And it'll be like, my cell phone.
Exactly. it'll be like, okay, it's them calling again.
It's a particularly interesting time. Mm-hmm. Will be for you because of the marijuana and just interpreting the law, and we're definitely on your side and want to help, and Wita's been doing a great job, but we'll look to your guidance as we go through that.
I look forward to it.
Especially with we've had a lot of long meetings where Wita has been participating, where there's a lot of questions because the law is being created on the fly, not by us but by the state. And we're trying to implement, with the regulations for both recreational and medical, and trying to figure out, especially with ballot initiatives and everything else. So it's a challenging time.
Thank you.
But so anything else? But no, we're really excited.
If I may, I know what your third item is before you tonight, and please know how supportive I am of the transgender community here in Newton and in this Commonwealth. So please know I have strong support
for this item.
For this item.
Thank you very much, Mayor Fuller.
That I could weigh in on that.
Thank you very much. That's the most important thing, having a sleeping child.
Yes. That's right.
Yes, I know. Nice to meet you all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Come on down, guys. Sit with it. You have the last item. And I'm sure this will be a very quick discussion.
Thank
because
you
I think
submitting this.
You're very welcome.
Former counselor, former alderman.
Okay, docket item 502-18. But Amy, I was going to say Councilor Sangiello. Mm-hmm. Amy Sangiello requesting a resolution of the City Council reaffirming the City of Newton and Massachusetts non-discrimination laws prohibiting discrimination on the places of public accommodation on the basis of gender identity and gender expression. So thank you very much for being here and discussing this.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's pretty straightforward. I think the city has a policy and a stance of supporting non-discrimination within our borders. We passed the Welcoming City Act. We certainly in 2014 had passed the Human Rights Commission policy. And I think it's an important time, particularly in light of Holly had alerted me to the Newton Tab, and there was a letter that was just very, very disturbing and very distressing to see that so much of that type of discrimination still exists within our city. And I think it's important for our city council to be out front and say, you know, we're sorry. We do not tolerate that here in the city, and we strongly support continuing the non-discrimination law that we have on the books.
So questions within the committee?
No question.
I don't know if...
Does everyone know Holly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you want to...
Yeah, I as you know, I'm the mayor's LGBTQ liaison, and the letter that was in the tab today is nothing new to me. I found out today how disturbing it was to my friends in the city and allies and non-LGBTQ members, community members. As I said, it's nothing new to me. I've been dealing with that as in front of the Joint Judiciary Committees at the State House for years, trying to get the first and second bill passed. But in 2014, when myself, the mayor, and the Human Rights Commission, you know, eventually came to the City Council to get it passed, it was a year and a half before the bill that was signed by Governor Baker in 2016, which now is is trying to overturn what was passed in 2016. And Newton being one of the 14 cities and towns that did their own, human rights, you know, adapting the language to include gender identity or expression. And as with Amy, I just really, Boston, Cambridge, Salem, a bunch of other of the big cities and even small towns have their city councils and chambers have done what we're asking you to do, is reaffirm and say that you support yes on question three and reaffirm our own city ordinance and the state law, the Commonwealth Mass law. Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Councilor Brazell Glazer.
Thank you both. I think this is a great idea. So this is, we're just sending resolution, right? Is that correct? And okay, that's
Anything, Josh?
Sounds good.
I would, Amy and I discussed this a little bit last night at a meeting we were at. Did you already say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's important because I wanted to know that you guys have discussed.
Yeah. More details you want to have dinner tonight.
Yeah. Not just that you talked.
Other relevant.
He didn't buy me dinner.
And I think it's a wonderful idea. I think, as far as I'm concerned, it's a no brainer. Something we should absolutely be doing. Something I'm absolutely on board with. And I thank you both for raising. So, yeah, I'm proud of the fact that Newton's always ahead of the game. So. Let's reaffirm that.
Okay, so is there a motion to approve this resolution? With a motion from Councilor Kalis, all in favor, that is 5-0. Amy and Holly, thank you very much.
Thank you. Did you receive the amended? There was a one paragraph that I asked Karen to insert. It was just to put in the language of the...
reaffirming our own ordinance.
I don't see it.
Actually, I did see something to reaffirm.
Is that the other version underneath there?
On the back page?
Oh, here it is.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, it's right here.
It's just
okay.
On the table tonight.
So are we amending this after we approved it?
Well, can we do that?
What docket item is that?
Docket item
502-18.
Yeah. Karen's not feeling.
The language is not in it.
Yeah.
Want it different from this? I'm sorry.
Karen is sick tonight, so as she does the notes for this meeting, Karen, we're going to make sure that the amended language is part of the resolution.
I was just going to say, if this isn't it, it goes to the full council, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can always substitute the new language for the full council.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to waste
time
tonight to lay it further in committee, but if there's anything missing... let's just substitute it on the floor.
Okay.
Thanks, Karen.
Okay. We are concluded for the night.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, this I missed.
Okay.
Quick. Good night.